Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On this week's program, Green Pond High students benefit from Cosmetology and Performing Arts Center. The Cosmetology and Performing Arts Center at Green Pond High in St. James was officially opened in February 2016. The state-of-the-art facility, established at a cost of $6 million, offers a space for students to hone their skills in the performing arts and cosmetology. Students have been benefiting considerably from the center as they continue to unleash their talent and skills in selected areas. We hear from grade 10 students Jessica Smith and Odea Lawrence, who are actively involved in the activities of the center.
Well, it feels good, and it has been a wonderful impact on my life because I have learned a new skill and I don't have to go to hairdresser, I can do it myself.
I feel great, honestly. I love the program, and I have to thank Mr. Ellis for bringing this to Green Pond, because we've been asking for a long time and I wanted to do it from 10th grade.
Grade 11 student Xavier Anglin says he's doing what he truly loves.
The reason why I'm in cosmetology class is because I have a passion for barbering. Inspiration is the drive of my family, teachers, principal, especially, to keep me going in this class.
Just over 70 students are registered in the cosmetology program, which offers both day and evening classes. The aim is for those numbers to increase by the start of the 2016-2017 academic year. Principal at Green Pond High, Michael Ellis, says the center has been playing a major role in the development of students.
Thus far, it has been living up to expectation, because more and more students, female and male alike, are opting to get enrolled in the cosmetology program. There is obviously a greater need to expand the program, because there are many of our grade 9 students moving into grade 10 who have opted to do the program. And that in itself is indicating to us that our students are really, really pleased with the program.
Mr. Ellis adds that the center will also increase the school's entry level in the vocational and technical subjects.
So when they are through the practical hands-on experience that they would have garnered, would have prepared them to immediately become employable and even to start their own business on completion of grade 11. And even into grade 12 and 13, they can also sit cosmetology, not just at the TVET level, but also at the CAPE level.
Mr. Ellis says, since the school is located in a resort area, it's necessary for the school to meet the growing demand for musicians in the hospitality sector.
The school band is probably the group that benefits the most right now. And I'm thinking in terms of practical experience. Then there are a number of students who are currently learning the theory. It is the hope that within another year or so.
Principal at Green Pond High, Michael Ellis. Green Pond High has performed remarkably well in many areas over the years, winning several national awards. These include the Jamaica Public Service Company Scientific Research Council Expo competition in 2009. The school also placed second in the same competition in 2010. Green Pond High has also won the PCJ poster competition in 2012 and 2013. The institution opened in 2005, has 1,250 students on roll, with an academic staff of 56. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.